This is WSHU's After All Things with daily news and culture from around Long Island Sound. At least 50 people were arrested by ICE in Danbury this week. Nassau County will comply with the state's new law on ICE communications. Plus, Governor Hochul says New York farmers are feeling the impact of tariffs. Those stories and more are coming up. I'm Sabrina Garone. At least 50 people have been arrested by federal immigration officers in Danbury, Connecticut this week. WSHU's Molly Ingram was with officials and advocates last night as they clashed over what should be done.
The crowd of about 60 people at Kennedy Park agreed that they didn't want ICE in their community. But advocates repeatedly interrupted elected officials as they spoke, making it known they weren't satisfied with outrage and wanted more action. The mayor was frank. There isn't that much they have the power to do when ICE is making arrests. At one point, Governor Ned Lamont left the podium mid-sentence after trying to talk over protesters.
We've got a trust act. It says no masks, stay away from courthouses, stay away from schools. But enforcing, having our state...
Advocates and officials say ICE has been arresting parents after their kids get on the school bus, as well as at their homes and local businesses, like the grocery store, SeaTown. Molly Ingram, WSHU News.
As we reported here yesterday, the Republican candidate for governor of New York says he will abide by a new law that bans formal cooperation between local police and ICE. The New York Public News Network's Jimmy Vilkind reports.
Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman doesn't like the state law that's taking effect, but he says he has no choice but to follow it.
I am a law and order county executive. I believe in the rule of law, even when it's a bad law, and this is a very, very bad and dangerous law.
Blakeman says police in his county have turned immigrants over to ICE after they were accused of rape and other crimes. His county will join a court case challenging the state law. But Governor Hochul and other Democrats are praising the measure. They say ICE is out of control.
I want local police using local taxpayer dollars to focus on catching local criminals.
Blakeman warns there will be blood on Hochul's hands. In Albany, I'm Jimmy Vilkind for the New York Public News Network.
And immigration arrests on Long Island dropped last month to 72. That's according to a Newsday report that found the decrease came in the same month as the nation reached an all-time high of 50,000 arrests. ICE's busiest month on Long Island was January, when over 300 people were arrested. The environmental group Save the Sound is challenging plans to expand the Iroquois pipeline, which runs gas through both New York and Connecticut. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports.
The state of Connecticut has issued tentative permits to let Iroquois Gas expand capacity at its compressor stations, including in Brookfield. Gabriel Slaughter is with Save the Sound. He says more capacity means more ozone in the air.
Ozone has a bunch of negative health impacts. It increases the risk of asthma. It increases the risk of lung infections and a couple other things besides.
He says Fairfield County already has a higher than usual risk of air pollution from ozone, which increases rates of asthma and lung infections. The Iroquois pipeline carries natural gas from eastern Canada to Long Island Sound and supplies much of the gas for New York City and Long Island. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.
Governor Hochul opened the New York State Fair this week with a message to President Trump. Back off with the tariff policies because they're hurting New York farmers. That story is coming up.
September 1st, we open the door. What comes through it is up to you. A ghost? A regret? A memory that refuses to stay in the past? The Connecticut Voices Writing Contest from WSHU and the Westport Writers Workshop asks, what haunts you? Submissions open September 1st. You could win $250 and a chance to share your story on WSHU. Submissions open September 1st. Get all the details at WSHU.org.
Nassau County lawmakers have proposed a bill with some of the toughest restrictions on illegal spas in the entire state. Massage parlors in violation could face fines up to $25,000. The current maximum penalty is $5,000. Connecticut's Chester Hadlime Ferry Service is getting $8 million in state and federal grants to build its first new ferry in more than 75 years. The ferry company has been operating the same diesel-powered boat across the Connecticut River since 1950. It's one of the oldest continually operating ferries in the country. Unionized professors at Hofstra University could walk off the job Monday if they don't have a new contract. The main issues are salary increases and benefits. Both sides say negotiations are ongoing. Almost 99% of faculty members voted to authorize the strike. It would be the first since 1988. The state of Connecticut is suing the online prediction market Kalshi. WSHU's Molly Ingram has more.
Kalshi allows users to trade on basically anything, typical events like the Super Bowl, and niche things like the Connecticut governor's race. State Attorney General William Tong says that's gambling, so it's subject to Connecticut consumer protection laws. Only three entities are licensed to operate sports betting in the state: the Mashantucket and Mohegan tribes, and the Connecticut Lottery Corporation. They partner with sites like FanDuel and DraftKings, which is why those sites are allowed. Tong is accusing Kalshi of operating an unlicensed sports betting operation in Connecticut and wants a court injunction to force them to stop. Kalshi's head of litigation called the lawsuit arbitrary and accused the state of being inconsistent in how they enforce consumer protection laws. Molly Ingram, WSHU News.
U.S. Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut says he wants term limits for the U.S. Supreme Court, but not for Congress. He made the remarks in an appearance on the Connecticut Mirror's In the Room on Connecticut Public Broadcasting yesterday. WSHU's Ebong Udama has more.
Murphy, who's a Democrat, says the issue of term limits is a more legitimate discussion for the U.S. Supreme Court than for Congress.
Because there are plenty of ways to eliminate or to get rid of a legislator who is not doing their job other than term limits. There is not a way other than impeachment to get rid of a Supreme Court justice who is no longer applying the law and may be captured by special interests.
Murphy says he's yet to support any specific proposal, but he says there has to be a conversation about ideas to reform the High Court, and term limits should be on the table. A leading proposal introduced in Congress last year adopts an 18-year term limit for Supreme Court justices. It calls for a new justice to be nominated every 2 years and spend 18 years in active service. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.
Governor Kathy Hochul opened the New York State Fair this week with a message to President Trump: back off with the tariff policies because they're hurting New York farmers. The New York Public News Network's Ellen Abbott reports.
Trump tariffs are touching the entire agriculture spectrum in New York State. That, along with poor relations between the U.S. and Canada, has grape growers like Scott Osborne, co-owner of Fox Run Vineyards, losing tourism dollars from Canadians.
The economic impact of that is huge.
Brian Reeves grows fruits and vegetables in Onondaga County. He says the cost of equipment made in Canada has skyrocketed, with suppliers not sure what's happening next.
They shake their head and say, well, today, here's what the price is, but I can't quote you a month ahead, or I don't know.
Apple farmer Jim Bittner owns an orchard in Niagara County and says the uncertainty means he doesn't know whether to plant fruit trees on 100 acres of empty land, complaining that there's just no certainty what's going on next year or the year after that as far as trade goes.
About 30% of all the apples grown in the United States need to be exported. We don't consume them here. And our two biggest customers is Canada and Mexico. And to get into a squabble with the two of them doesn't do us any good.
Hochul says these are the stories that have frustrated her with the Trump administration, and the reason New York State has come up with a tariff relief fund.
You can only invest in the short term, not the long term, because you don't know what the world's going to bring, especially with these tariffs.
Hochul expects those funds to be released to farmers this fall. At the New York State Fair in Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for the New York Public News Network.
For the latest from around Long Island Sound, listen to us on the radio, online, with our free app, and tune in right here to the After All Things podcast every weekday evening. And show your support for WSHU with our brand new merch. It's available at WSHU.org. Just click on shop to find tees, tanks, mugs, hats, and so much more. And thank you for your support. I'm Sabrina Garone. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk tomorrow. Thank you.